In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Common Prayer. I am Kathy B., and it's Tuesday, day 36 of our journey through Lent, and Easter is this Sunday. Wow. We've been preparing our hearts. We've been paying closer attention to God's movement in us and around us, and I hope we've been discovering a little bit more of the extraordinary in the ordinary. And it's been our hope and our prayer that this time has served you well, and that it's been encouraging kind of this new and holy attention to God right in the middle of the activities of your ordinary lives. And we sure hope that this is going to continue well beyond Easter as well. Our word for today is the word stranger. Stranger. And our scripture is from Matthew 25:35, where Jesus is speaking and says these words, "I was a stranger, and you invited me in." And as it's been our practice during this 40 days, I invite you to take a few moments right now for a holy pause. So take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and ask the Lord to center you, to quiet your heart, and to turn away from the distractions that are around you, the list of to-dos that you've got for today, and turn toward the Lord so that you can hear and practice what He has for you today, and pay special attention to maybe this unexpected word, stranger. Let's do that right now. Well, the word stranger, here's what it means. A person whom one does not know or with whom one is not familiar. A stranger is a person who does not know or is not known in a particular place or community. Have you ever felt like a stranger? Not known, not seen? Maybe it was when you started a new school, or were new in your neighborhood, new to a friend group. It's a feeling like maybe you don't matter, like you're not very important. I've sure felt that way before, and I actually had some twinges of it at church this past Sunday. Where it was so good to see people that I hadn't seen for a long time, but I also had this layer of an unsure feeling of disconnection and of not feeling known like I used to be. And I'm thinking that it's going to take some time to reconnect and to feel familiar again. It's never fun to feel like a stranger. And I think that feeling's been more common than we might think over this past year. We feel like strangers when we're in situations where we have few genuine connections with other people. And I think that sense of disconnect can happen in a lot of different places. It can happen at work, in our church communities, and even in our homes, at least sometimes. And it really encourages me to know and to see in Scripture that Jesus and many of the New Testament writers made it a point to call out just how important it is to welcome the stranger, to welcome the stranger. And I have a favorite verse in Hebrews 13:2 that I love. And it says that when we show hospitality to strangers, we may be entertaining angels unaware. And we're not just encouraged to make strangers around us feel welcome and at home, but we're also reminded and even promised that Christ comes close to us when we do. Verses 35 through 40 in Matthew 25, right around our verse, says these words in the context of final judgment. When Jesus is speaking and says, "For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then these righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the King, Jesus, will say, "I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me." Welcoming strangers is one of the most foundational elements of our discipleship as believers. And we might not see it that way all the time. But seeing and acknowledging this reality can help us become more aware of both the strangers around us, and I think it can also help motivate us to reach out and to welcome them, because it's like we're welcoming Jesus. And there is just no getting around the fact that Jesus identifies himself with those in need. He's always doing that. And if you help them, he says, you're really helping me. And if you ignore them, you're ignoring me. Think about that one for a minute. And allow me to ask you, do you identify with those in need like Jesus does? Do you ever think of doing that in terms of helping Jesus? Like when you did it to one of the least of these, you are doing it to me? Would you just take a few minutes, a few moments right now, and talk to Jesus about this? And if you're willing, ask him to change your perspective, to identify with those who are in need. And then lastly, what makes you feel welcome when you have been or when you have felt like a stranger? And allow me to pray for you. Jesus, I ask that you would give us eyes to see, that the real test of our authenticity as a Christian is not what we say we believe or our Bible knowledge, but the genuine concern that we show to those who are in need, usually when no one else is even around. Would you help us to take to heart that the most practical demonstration of love that we can give is the final proof? And Father, would you engrave on our hearts the realization that Jesus identifies himself with those who are most in need, and that if we help them, we're really helping and ministering to you. And if we ignore them, we're ignoring you. There's no way that we can do this without you. So we offer our prayer to you, Lord. Amen. Here's what I'd like to suggest for your daily practice today. As you go about your day today, be on the lookout for a stranger along your path. Maybe it's a new colleague where you work. Maybe it's a visitor at church as we begin to gather again for Sunday services. Maybe it's a new person or family that's moved into your neighborhood. Someone that you see who is in need. And take the initiative to say hello, to introduce yourself, to reach out, even if it is with an elbow bump, and take a genuine interest in them, because you're really doing it for Jesus. We'll see you back here again tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you.